baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Showing the vibe.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man. Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But the honest type of real man, tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sand City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, and that dude. I got my man, Father Time, with me. Father Time, what's cracking?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do on network. Father Tipping like we do about this time. Janine, what's good, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. I see we got a couple people on the line. The life of what's good.
How are you guys tonight?
We chillin'.
Just trying to sound all sexy.
Uh-oh.
How y'all doing tonight?
We got an old-time motherfucker on the line now. We got an old-time friend on the line. LaFonda, what's good?
What up?
What's happening?
There wasn't nothing sexy about that. Boy, I swear. What's happening, LaFonda?
Nothing.
You notice one was like, hey, how y'all doing? LaFonda was like, what's up, nope? Big difference.
I do sexy
now,
all
here's
the
thing.
I've been doing that a little too much lately.
Here's the thing. Only time LaFonda called is when LaFonda got a situation.
I have LaFonda. No situation. I've been good.
What?
I haven't been getting no dick lately, but I'm good.
That's a fucking situation.
All right. I'm riding that boat with you. I'm a little upset about it, and she's talking about she good. I'm good because right now I'm just focused on me, pleasing me.
Now, you done bought you a new toy, huh?
I sure did. I was a toy party and dirty, and that shit was the shit.
Okay. I got to send a shout out to my girl, Slick Mick Archer. I see you listening, baby. I see you listening. I hit you up earlier. You need to hit me back, man. I'm trying to holler at you. All right, man, so what's going on with you good people? I mean, hey, it's a Tuesday. We're actually trying to stay out of trouble tonight. The last 3 weeks, we've been in a whole lot of motherfucking trouble.
All right, man, check this out. I got something, man. All right, this is for the ladies. I want y'all honest opinion. I'm gonna start with you, Delightful, and then I'm gonna go down the line. Okay, all right, Delightful. Do you have kids, first of all?
I do.
You have okay. How old is your oldest?
13.
No, I can't use you. All right, Janine, how old is your oldest?
22.
You're too young. How?
26.
Okay. All right, Janine. I'm gonna give you a situation. You tell me how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say we married. We've been married. We've been married 7 years.
Okay.
All your kids are at home though. Nobody's on their own. All the kids.
That's
are
a
at
problem.
Home.
That's a problem. That ain't the problem.
That's not the problem.
Oh, okay.
That's
be.
Not the problem.
Okay.
Right. Let's say you know your kids going through a little situation and you know they're forced to be at home right now.
Okay.
And now let's say we decide to buy a house. We gonna go buy
mm-hmm.
us a house. And now me, being a stepfather, I tell you, well, when we buy this house, that oldest one can't come.
Okay.
Now you know the oldest is in a situation where they, you know, they ain't got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm firm. I'm firm on the oldest can't come. I can't do it. The oldest can't come. Do you move in, or do you let me buy the house and live in the house by myself?
I
know it's a tough scenario.
It ain't no tough scenario. Ain't nothing tough about it. She needs to get her own shit. She fucking old as hell.
Okay, well, all right. You're right. Okay, let's say 26 is a little too old. Let's go 18.
Okay.
Your kid's 18. I'm like, hey, the 18-year-old can't come. But we move in.
Okay.
We move in the house next week. But the 18-year-old can't come.
She finished high school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why are you saying she can't come? What is she doing?
Let's say me and her have history. We got history. We don't like each other.
Well, then that's a problem with me and your relationship. If you don't like my children.
How's that a problem with me and you? Me and the kid don't get along. Me and you get along fine.
Okay. We can't get along fine if you don't like my kids. They are a part of me. That's just like me saying I don't like your daughter, but she a party.
Alright, now see you turn into a whole different situation. All I'm asking you is, are you moving in with me or are you letting me move along? That's all I'm asking.
Now,
I said your kid can't come. Your adult kid can't come.
Because my daughter has not established herself yet. Okay. So I'm not just going to throw my child out on the street. Now, if she was just going through hard times and she just needed a little bit of time, then that's different. But, I mean, she 18. And if y'all don't get along, then that's a problem that I have. I have a problem now.
Okay, all right, man. Do me a favor. Put Janine on mute. All right, LaFonda.
Yes.
Same situation. Me and your kid don't get along, but we married. We've been married 7 years. Me and your kid don't get along. I'm fighting a position to buy us a house, and I tell you, your kid can't come. Do you still move in the house with me?
Before you answer that question, we got some serious TV background going on.
Well, that might be me. Hold on, that might be me.
Yes, it was. Got very quiet.
Yes, it was. And she know better. She know better.
All right, LaFonda, come over here.
We have a problem with her HS call.
Okay. This time, I'm going to say this. Because I got a 13-year-old right now and a 12-year-old. And I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Them kids came out of me. If you don't like them, that's your own personal business. You can leave me. And you go move in that damn house by yourself. Who, even if you got a personal issue, an 18-year-old is not established enough to get their own crib. And even if they were, why do you have a problem with my child? That's the question we should be asking. How do you just don't automatically like my child?
Well,
Me and the kid has history.
You can't have history with somebody who's 18 and we've been married for 7 years. Fred, me, you had a problem with my child since she was 12?
Yeah, right around there.
Okay, what can a 12-year-old do to an adult? You a grown-ass man. Besides that mouth, that's about it.
All right, man. Put her on mute, too, man. All right, dog. Let me ask you, man. Let me ask you, dog. Same scenario, man. Would you put a woman in that situation?
Who the hell play a super freak? Okay. Now. Alright, dog. I heard your question. And really, I'm not going to tell her that her child can't move in. I'm not. 18, no, I'm not going to tell her she can't. She can't move in. I mean, now, some ground rules will be established, but no, I'm not going to tell her that she... I don't give a damn how much history that we have. You know, I mean, if the history is that... Me personally, if the history is to that point, then y'all don't need to be together. I mean, that's just my opinion. Y'all don't need to be together if the history is to the point where she 18 and now we can't coincide with each other. Now, ladies, am I wrong?
No, I agree, because it got to be something that I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? That I'm allowing my child to do that makes you that upset where you don't want, because I got to intervene at some point.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If my child is doing right. something that is just so disrespectful and I'm not doing nothing, that got to affect us. That has to.
Exactly. So I'm looking at you like, hey, now my whole thought process, if we didn't get to the point where she's 18 and me and her just can't, or me and him or me and her, we just can't coincide in the same house, then I'm going to look at it like this. I got to leave. I got to leave this relationship. Because here we are. I mean, she's 18. And, I mean, LaFonda, me and you don't agree on a whole lot, but shit, I mean, hell, at 18, we still got to be their backbone. Because they don't know shit. They think they know every motherfucking thing, but they don't know shit. They don't know nothing. I mean, this ain't the same generation that we grew up in, you know? I mean, we've said it numerous times on the show. Hell, I left at 17. Janine, you said you left at what, 16? I mean, we all left when we was kids. We all did our own thing. But now, you got, this ain't the generation for that. They don't do it like that. And you just can't. I mean, you gotta be able to bend. You gotta be able to bend. I mean, if you ain't got along with my child and you said 12 is where it started and she's 18 now and what? We ain't got along in the past 5 years, 5-6 years. Nah, it's time for me to go. There's no forming a bond with me and you, because you're not finna turn your back on your child. So, shit, I can't get along with your child. It's time for me to go. Time for me to move in that house and you stay where you at, or you do your own thing. That's just my opinion.
I mean, because you can't tell me that y'all haven't gotten to, not saying you per se, but whoever you're talking about, that the couple have not gotten into an argument or something in all of these years about that child. If you're the one getting into it with the child, she has to have said something or not said something that, you know, that have caused further arguments.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is this. That's just like if, now we had a mutual thing, like, all right, this kid, we can't just control this kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was one of them kids you couldn't control. I was one of them. Look, in hindsight, looking back at it, for whatever reason it was, I was one of them kids you couldn't control. You know what I'm saying? I was disrespectful.
But I don't look at us because we were. You know what? I was disrespectful for a reason. I wasn't just disrespectful just because.
Right. I did have a reason.
A lot of these kids today are just spoiled. And don't seem like they understand respect. You see what I'm saying? And
I can agree with that.
Sometimes the kids, you know, just get so spoiled that they feel like they don't got to respect nobody. So now that part, to me, comes from the parents.
Man?
I mean, I have a question. Okay, my question is it harder for boys in general, just as they get older, do they just get hard-headed or they just be trying to test you to that point? Because y'all are men.
All of the above. We try to look here. Oh, DiBucci. Is DiBucci acting up?
He just got off of Friday.
It's probably because of that damn name you gave him.
No. He called the teacher a fat bitch.
Is she fat?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is she fat? I'm about to say, is she fat?
I'm just kidding.
So that influence, yes, she is, but still. He keep on saying it accidentally slipped out and he was thinking in his head and it came out of his mouth. But I told him that's bullshit.
At the end of the day, that's bullshit. Look, I'm going to tell you, as a young boy, our thing is we trying to establish our dominance. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you like this. All bullshit aside, I do know that you're a single parent. And you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we're trying to not. I don't think that we feel like we the man of the house, and at times we kind of take that out the house. Like, okay, well, I'm the man of the house in the house, so shit, I got to be the man of the house in the streets too. You know, I mean, if I feel like I'm the man of the house in the house, shit, I'm gonna feel like I'm the man of the house in the street. So I'm gonna say or do some shit pretty much that I probably shouldn't do at that age, but I'm gonna do it any motherfucking way. Fuck it. Because that's just like with the, let's see. I don't want to put this. This is like when you have daughters. You have daughters and you constantly making them comb the other daughters, the baby girl's hair. They got to comb the hair. They got to get them dressed. They got to do all that shit. Some point, that little girl going to feel like, shit, she grown. She doing everything that a mother's supposed to be doing any motherfucking way. So, this is why she doing it. This is why, I can go fuck shit. I'm grown. I'm doing all the other motherfucking duties that a motherfucking adult doing. I'm making sure that the kids are dressed. I'm making sure the kids are fed. I'm making sure I'm helping these kids with the homework. Shit, why wouldn't she feel like she's grown?
I really want to just be that parent because he keep on saying, well, if I was staying with my daddy, I wouldn't even be in trouble for this. I really want to be that parent to say, your daddy ain't shit, because if he was, his ass would be here. But I held my tongue and was like, you know what, DiBucci, when your daddy ready to come around, he'll come and get you. I've been holding my tongue for so long, and I'm at that point, like, just right there on the tip to say your daddy ain't shit. He ain't been shit his whole fucking life. Like, if you only knew if I could drop your ass off of this house so you could see the difference between my house and his.
The daddy of him, if he haven't been around, I don't understand that.
Because his daddy used to come around all the time, and then he got a new girlfriend and stopped coming around.
Mm.
Like, he got a girlfriend with the kids. So I feel like if
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you say, wait a minute. First of all, you say he got a new baby with the girl.
No, he got a new girlfriend. They have no kids together, but she has kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I hear this time and time again, and I've been on the receiving end, and I've been the receiving end of that conversation where, oh, he want to take care of other motherfucking kids, but he don't want to take care of his own. Are you letting him?
Yeah. But you got to understand.
Hold on. When I say, are you letting him, is it rules? Is it rules to, like,
nope.
can he come get DaVucci when he wants to?
I literally dropped DaVucci. We don't have no contact, no conversation. I literally tell him, come and get DaVucci from your mama house. His mama called me and was like, well, Tim didn't show up.
So why you never take him to, let me ask you this. Why you never take him to his house? Why you got to take him to his mama house?
Because he stays in Indianapolis, so when he comes in town, he's supposed to come and get his son for the weekend. We have an agreement. This is a court-documented agreement. Literally, he is not on child support. I told him, I don't really need no fucking money from you. Your son been fine for the last 12 fucking years with no money from you. Come and get your motherfucking child. Spend some time with him. Get to know him. Shit, get him out of my hair for a little while.
And I'm trying not to come out like I'm just trying to protect a man, all bullshit aside, did you make like rules where, I mean, which still is not taking up for him or nothing like that, but did you make rules where he couldn't be around certain women and shit like that?
I told him, I feel like you shouldn't have him around every woman that you fuck. If you go fuck a woman, that's all you supposed to do is fuck her. If she not your girlfriend, don't have your son around her, because then he going to think it's okay for him to bring every woman around anything. He going to think it's okay.
So you did tell him that. So in other words, wait a minute. So in other words, you did tell him it's a stipulation.
No, I told him don't have every fucking woman that you fuck around my child.
Wait, like, you said no, but you just said that's a stipulation.
But he with somebody now. So why you can't come get him now then?
You know what? Hold on. First of all, I'm not taking enough for no man that does that. Let's get that clip. But you have some motherfuckers, and I'm going to be straight up honest with you. You have some motherfuckers just can't not deal with. Me, I have to go through it. If you can't, okay, I don't want her around this person. I don't want her around, I don't want my kids around this person. That person can't touch your head. That person can't. Hold on, let me finish. But now, if this the motherfucker I'm with, at the moment, I don't know how to do hair. So if I'm with this woman and she knows how to do hair and she got other kids, why would I let my kids' hair go outside, hair nappy as hell, and that her kids' hair done because you said can't nobody do that? You ain't finna come over there and do it.
Well, a lot of women ain't like that. If I'm getting into an argument with you, it's why do I need to have her back? Why can't you keep her longer?
Well, that's you. You are a rare breed.
Why that bitch say what? She got something to do with my child. She got a problem with my child being over there or something.
Hey, man, you are a rare breed, cuz. Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm mad. I got four daughters. Four. So, and them four are about three different women. So, I heard it constantly.
I don't care of his son. I just want them to understand, like, you can't be like, I have to lie to my son, literally. Like, for the last 2 years, he was like, I know my daddy bought me a gift. ain't bought you a damn gift to save his fucking life. But no, I gotta watch
okay,
my
but at the same time,
here's the thing. You shouldn't lie about that, though.
Right, but, and here's another thing. You can't dictate this household. It's fucked up, and I know women may say that sounds fucked up, but you really can't dictate this household. I mean, as long as he's not doing it, I mean, granted, his lifestyle may not be up to your par. His lifestyle may not be up to the par that you want it to be, but you can't sit there. I mean, because
at the
standard. End of the day, he might not think you're living right.
Standard. You do realize that's a double standard. Because if we was to do the same thing that y'all be doing, hey, if we let every nigga come around that we didn't, that we fucking in and out of our house, it, that's a double standard.
A lot of
y'all
women
like,
do. A lot of women do, though. A lot of women do. So quit tripping.
Let me say something. LaFonda, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I really do. A man shouldn't take his kid around every single woman he fucking. I do agree with that. But at the same time, you can't put stipulations on it neither.
I just told him don't have every bitch that he fucking because you don't know who don't
like
you.
I agree with you 100%. But you got to do the same thing. You can't have every dude neither.
And I don't have no dude around my son. My best friend is the only dude that comes around my son. And he is my daughter's godfather, literally. Best friend, been there for 12 years.
Okay, so what if your, Jadine, you back home. But what if your son's father say, well, I don't want that motherfucker around here.
Then what?
Well, guess what? He been taking up the slack that you've been missing, so you can't tell me shit. And that's why.
Oh, but you got a reason for him not being there. You know what? Y'all motherfuckers scared me with that shit.
Too. I got a reason why he ain't been out. Literally, I call and beg this
okay.
man to sit down with his son. So bullshit. And you can ask anybody. I beg this man to come and get his son on a regular basis. I was like, he's not going to be a kid forever. He's going to turn into a young man, and eventually, he's going to realize this is like shit. And I feel like I should be able to tell him right now because my son is 12 years old, almost 13. Like you getting your hopes up for a man that don't give a flying fuck about you.
Don't tell the baby that.
I know. I literally, it was on my phone the other
why
day.
Not?
Like I got to hold my tongue.
Hold
what
on,
LaFonda.
Why not tell the baby that?
You could talk to him about his feelings. I wouldn't downgrade the father. But you can tell him the truth. I mean, if the
well,
truth
you know
is
what
Janine, it is.
Janine, write down this number for me. 651-487-7667. Call and ask for Hella. That's my mother.
Okay.
And you tell her what you just told me, because she was quick to say, your daddy ain't shit.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, but at the same time, you know what, dog? And I think that's the one thing that probably different for me and you. My mother never told me that. My mother never said that my daddy wants shit.
Mine says all the time.
Like shit.
But you figure it out on your own, right?
Right. She's like, okay, I'm not gonna say nothing bad about your daddy. I'm gonna let you be the judge of that. I mean, because you can twist shit all around. I mean, okay, dog. Let's be realistic. Shit. Your baby mama said you wear shit all the time. But you broke your neck for your daughter. Did that make it right because she said you wear shit?
No, it didn't.
But then, okay, but it's still, you had to fight, scratch, and claw because she kept putting in your motherfucking daughter's mind that you wear shit.
You know what? That's a very, very good point. That's a very valid point. I can respect what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I don't disagree with a woman. If the father's not doing what he's supposed to do, I'm talking about the motherfucker that ain't never done shit. They ain't never been around
exactly.
nothing.
Exactly.
That motherfucker ain't shit, and the kid needs to know that.
No,
but at the same time. I mean, but how do the kid know? See, this is my whole thing. How do the kid know? Let the action show. You know what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
If you keep putting in his head that he or she's head that he ain't shit, then okay, then that's the whole process of it. Let them find out. And see, with me, my mama never said nothing. She never bashed my father. Now, I didn't hear her say some few choice words to him, but she never came to me and said, "Yo, daddy ain't shit." I think I'm not going to call it the worst thing, but the only thing that my mother ever said is the day that I was standing in front of the casket and I was crying. And my mother told me, "You've been taken care of all this time. You're going to continue to get taken care of."
See, my son don't realize that, though. That's what you, like, my son thinks, like, I just don't care. Like, it is what it is. Like, he don't see the struggle. He don't see me working that 122
hours. He's 12 years old. What you want him to be a man? He's not a man. He's a kid.
I want him to realize how much that
This is the shit you got. Okay, this is the shit as a parent. You got to suck up and endure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not going to realize that right at this moment. He's going through that stage where they feel like, you know, I'm just telling you, they just feel like we don't do enough for them, this and that. They feel like, you know, life's better on the other side. You know, they feel like life's better on the other side and shit like that. And I'm just saying, you know, he's going to eventually see, but this is just the age where they go through that.
Like, I literally, on my way to my job, while he was suspended, he had to go to work with me one day because I couldn't find nobody to watch him. So I told him, and I felt so bad.
That nigga 12 years old, fuck you mean, watch you? So fuck ass in that house and watch TV.
No, you're not understanding. Like, you can't leave him in the house. Your house will be on fucking fire somewhere. So.
Well, he needs to be in somebody's motherfucker. All right, the house catch on fire. You in somebody's motherfucking home. Now, which one you want to do? You want to sit in this motherfucker, or you want to be in somebody's motherfucking foster home?
Like, literally, I told him, I said, "Dude, we in Crown Point. Do you see all the places I could throw your body and get away with it?" Like, that's how pissed off I was. And he looking at me like, "Lord Jesus, my mama finna kill me. Ain't nobody gonna know it." But that's how he pissed me off so bad. And then he be making it seem like he don't do no homework, got straight F's, but then wonder why he ain't got nothing in his room. I took the door, the bed, the TV, the dressers. He got five outfits that he can wear. That's it. Like, you
hey,
want
to I'm guilty of that. I've taken the door off the hinges, too. Goddamn, I'm tired of y'all sneaking motherfuckers in here. I'm taking the door off.
That's why I took the door off. I feel like
that's
if you want to be
did.
In prison, yeah, if you feel like I told my friend, what you doing, go hit you straight to prison, so let me help you out. Like, I'm going to show you what prison is. And literally, she's been like, "Mommy, can I please come on punishment? Daddy, can you come on punishment?" But for what? Like, you want to act like you a straight nigga, and you want to act like a straight nigga, like I didn't raise you like you got some common sense. You get straight out, but your sister went to the same school and got straight A's. You literally have homework. Help with some homework, but you do it and don't even turn it in.
You know what? I disagree with what you just said. You can't compare them. Just because they go to the same school, that don't mean shit. Just because she got A's, that don't mean I'm supposed to get A's because we go to the same fucking school. I may not learn as quick as her.
Okay, so I can feel it. I can deal with C's and B's, but I can't deal with no straight F. How do you get an F in gym?
Yeah, that's pretty hard. Even I didn't get an F in gym.
It ain't hard. It's very easy.
As fuck to do an F in gym.
First of all, that nigga ain't
at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it sounds like he's being rebellious, and if I was you, me personally, I would drop his ass off to his daddy and let him stay with his daddy and see what it's like. He ain't going to last long. He'll be back.
That ain't always true. My mom did that and shit. I ain't go back. Fuck that.
Okay, well, you didn't go back, but most kids today, if their daddies really ain't shit, ain't finna deal with going from having shit to not having shit. Because my son will be back, and I'm waiting on the day he say he want to go, and I'm packing shit up and drop his ass off.
Like, literally, I've been holding my tongue. Like I told my son, I said, I'm just waiting on it, honey, because Christmas break, your ass going to get dropped off. Because I feel like I did my job. I raised you all the way till you got 12. I taught you how to read. I taught you how to ride a bike. I literally taught you your math. You know how to
bang y'all, y'all forgetting something, though. Y'all forgetting. Who to say that daddy going to take his little ass?
If I drop him off on your doorstep and you don't let your child in, then that's on you.
I'm gonna call the neighbors and say, call the police. This woman just dropped his kid off. Ain't nobody
at
the house.
Go ahead. See, me and Mike. Well, you know what? You call him. Just as much as I'm his parents, so are you.
A kid that he don't want, you can't do it. You can't just drop a kid off like that.
Okay. Watch and see.
You can.
I've looked it up. Watch me. If I drop him off on winter break and I decide not to come back, go ahead. I have 30 days to come back and pick him up before you can file abandonment charges on me. Fuck you.
Okay, so how's this conversation go? Are you even going to call me and let me know you're dropping the little motherfucker off?
Didn't your ass might not be at home. Hell no.
Damn right I ain't going to be. If I ain't done shit now, what makes you think I'm going to do something?
Because
if I ain't done shit for him his whole life, what makes you think I'm going to let this little motherfucker come move in with me? I don't even know him.
The court literally agrees with us that if your name is on the birth certificate, technically, that's not abandonment because they left you with their child. You left the kid on the front door.
That's wrong because if you are the primary caregiver and you are the custodial parent,
you can't
even if they are the father,
you can
drop them off. You can make arrangements to drop them off, but technically they can, and if you don't come back and pick them up, technically within 30 days they can file abandonment charges on you.
You better drop them off at my mama's because I ain't going to be at the crib.
Well, we have joint custody.
Your mama didn't sleep with me?
If I'm one of those fathers that don't do shit for my kid, and you call me talking about I can't do nothing with him, you need to come and get him. I'm going to be like, I'll call you when I'm on my way. I ain't going to never show up. And then you bring him to my house?
That's some bullshit.
I don't really have the type of issues like that, but that's that man
that don't do shit for his kid. He ain't going to take care of it. If my kid's 12, I ain't done shit for him in 12 years, and you talking about letting him move with me? I'm not going to go for that shit.
But is the issue that I just haven't done shit for him, or is the issue really with the mama and I don't want to do shit because he's with the mama, or I don't want to do shit because I got animosity with the mama? Because a lot of daddy's
issues is both.
The mama.
It could be a little bit of everything.
You take the mama out the equation, and now I got sole custody temporary custody of my child, then things might be different.
But that's if I want to, though. If I don't want to, you can't force me.
As a man, why wouldn't you want to step up? If you create a son, why wouldn't you want to step up?
I ain't stepped up since he was born. Why am I going to step up now?
So won't
that's
you
the
step
part
up
y'all
and
not
step
understanding.
Y'all got to look at
I get. Well, I get that part. What I'm saying is I'm going to drop him off at your house, and technically I have that right. And if you don't step up as a parent, then you're going to go to jail. It won't be me. You can't file a
charge. Why am I
going
to go to jail? I didn't even know you was bringing him over.
Man, whatever. When the police are called, he will be at your house with that.
Then when I get home, I'm going to tell the police, she didn't tell me she was dropping him off.
Okay, then it's my word.
I ain't never even seen this kid. If I ain't done it for 12 years, that's not the case.
She said he came around prior to him having a new girlfriend, so that's not the case. You can't use that.
You sure can't.
Look, my point is this. If the man ain't been doing nothing, he's not going to start. In most cases, I'm not going to say all cases. But you can't force him to take care of a kid that he ain't never took care of.
Well, who wants me to take care of one?
LaFon, so, you just said the dude don't do nothing for the kid, so you dropped him off at his house. What makes you think he going to do something then if he ain't never done nothing in the beginning?
See, this double standard shit is what pisses me off.
How's that a double standard?
You're
forcing me to do something I don't want to do.
You're like, why are you forcing me to take care of a child that I ain't been taking care of? Guess what?
You had it.
That were no single thing.
I
guess
told
what?
You
if you were around, if you were around while I was pregnant and after I had this baby, you was around all the way until he turned like 9. That ain't no, I decided I don't want to be a father. Don't bring no fucking kids in this world. That's the problem with this world now, and that's why so many kids is getting fucked up.
You
should have
got
world.
That abortion when I told you to.
It's being real boys into this world, and they turn into fucking niggas. They turn into straight niggas.
Okay, so I don't want to get off topic, but I really, when we done with this, I have a
please do. Please do.
Why? Okay, so my question is, if you're in a relationship with you're in a relationship with a woman, y'all are committed, and y'all are looking towards marriage, or you are married, do you feel as though another man should be able to, if y'all are out and about, let's just say y'all are out and about, you're at, I don't know, some club, some event, some something, Walmart, whatever. Do you feel like another man should be able to approach your woman and say hi, old time friend, whatever, and give her, do you feel like she should receive that hug, or you feel like she should step back? You're not to get that close to me.
I feel like she should be able to receive that hug. That's just an old friend.
You feel like she should what?
She should be able to receive that hug because that's an old friend. I mean, we just friends. You my man. I'm going to introduce you as my husband, my mate. So why not? Because if a woman walked up to you, you going to receive that hug. What's the difference, don't?
Okay.
So,
the question was for y'all. Y'all just
was
quiet as hell. I ain't never seen y'all this quiet.
Man, I'm sitting back. I'm trying to see what's going on. Hey, everybody got it going so hard. I'm like, okay, let me step back because the Gucci mama, she really went on to bam.
By the time can an old friend, an ex boyfriend, childhood friend walk up to your wife while y'all out and say hey, hi, what's up, give you a hug, you embracing the hug and you're okay with that?
Well, wait a minute, hold on, before you ask Father Ty, hell no. What type of hug is it first?
Yes, I haven't seen you in years. I ain't seen you in 2-3 years. Shake your hand,
did
hug,
all
you want to exchange. Huh?
Did he speak to me?
I don't know, but I'm going to introduce y'all.
No, you shouldn't have to. See, here's the thing about that. There's no reason that he should. Nah.
If you walk up and hug, motherfucker.
Okay, but check this out. How does that person, if you haven't seen this person in a while, how is that person supposed to know that this is your significant other or this is your boyfriend versus your cousin
really?
Or friend?
Come on
or
now. You and this man in the mall walking side by side. He walk up and hug you and then walk away. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? And walk away from motherfucker. Hey, bitch ass nigga. You do that, I got a problem with you.
I mean, there's some conversation. He just didn't walk up, hug me, and keep going. I mean, like, come on, for real. Scenario. Oh. Walking in the mall, and he go, hey, Keisha, hey, how you doing? What, da, da, da. Give you a hug, and y'all gone on your way. Should you, as a woman,
wait, man.
You
hold,
feel
hold,
as
hold, hold, hold on, hold on, let's stop. Did your man keep walking? Yeah, I mean, did he keep walking? Did your man stop when you stopped?
Okay, so, okay, let me rephrase this. Okay, so I'm out in the mall with my men, and you and Father Time are walking, and y'all see me. We ain't seen each other, and God knows when. You say, hey, Keisha, nice seeing you, whoop, whoop, whoop. Maybe want to exchange number, give me a hug, whatever. Is that an issue, or should your woman step back and not let another man
first
get that close to her?
First of all, I'm going to tell you like this. If a man walked up, hey, whoop de whoop, or how you ever say it, and hug you and not acknowledge me, that's the problem.
Okay, that's all I want to know because, okay, so this current relationship that I am told that no man should be that fucking close to me. I don't give a fuck who they is. No childhood best friend. If you name 10+ years, this, that, and that, you should step back. Has no business at all. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold on, delightful. Did I hear, Janine? Did I hear that famous what? Did I hear that?
Did you hear what?
No, I'm not talking. I'm saying Janine. Did I hear that what?
Yeah, I heard.
No, I'm talking about from you. Oh, I thought that was you that said that. What?
No,
you know, you notorious for that.
No.
Okay,
no.
So, I mean, my thing is this. We're walking in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker know a couple. I mean, let's not be retarded. Let's not act stupid. Let's not act like we not grown. Motherfucker know a couple. He walk up to you, hug you. That's just like a woman walk up to me. We in a car, me and you walking hand in hand, or we talking or whatever the case is. You know we're a couple. A woman walk up to me, hey, how you doing? How you been? And don't even acknowledge that you are there? Ain't that disrespectful?
I agree with that. But this is what I'm saying. So they walk up, hey, hi. I introduce y'all, we exchange a few words, and before they exit, they extend for a hug. But I'm supposed to step back. I'm not supposed to embrace in this hug. You have no business, like, I don't got no words for you. Basically, I really should act like I don't even know who the fuck you are.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, we all know what type of hug you gonna give. You get that full body hug, yeah, it's a problem. Then you do the fat thing, yeah, you cool. All right. And then if he even go in for the pack thing, he at least should acknowledge me. All right, now, brother. You know what I'm saying? All right, bro. You know what I'm saying? You not hugging my old lady when I'm right there and not acknowledging me. I'm sorry. This is not going to happen.
Okay, so in a relationship and in a marriage, we're not supposed to have any male friends.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying the motherfucker got to acknowledge.
No, this is a whole other question. I'm asking. Now, let's switch the question to another. Do we have male and female friends?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Too.
I mean, you know what? You can have associates, but no, all that friendship don't.
To my understanding, I have no need for a male friend, nor do they have a need for a female friend because it is mental stimulation, which then can cause some kind of friction in our relationship. I don't understand this shit, but yeah.
I mean, if you know what? Okay, my thing is this: if he or she, I mean, if he or she a part of that friendship, then cool. But if they're not a part of that friendship, then, yeah, it's a problem.
Now, I agree with that, but you're saying this prior to meeting them. You don't even want to meet them. So, and I don't know. It's just different. It's just different. And
okay,
I
you
just,
keep
you know,
saying
I,
you keep trying to change it. You keep trying to change it to work for your favor, but no.
I'm saying he's saying that there's no need for neither one of them. However, there are people in my life that, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, I'm not cutting off. we 10 plus years in the game. I'm just not going to fucking cut them off. There's just no way it's them buts about it. So either you're going to meet them and see that this is a genuine friendship and you'll be okay with that, or we really need to be together because I'm just not going to cut them off. I'm beyond.
Well, I mean, you got to, whichever one is more important to you, your friendship or your relationship. You got to decide for that. If your friendship is more important than your relationship, then that's what you got to do.
Okay, and that's cool. I'm just trying to understand why is it such an issue for a man and a woman to actually be fucking friends. I don't understand. At the end of the day, it boils down to trust. And you said, okay, I don't trust the nigga, but I trust you. That's what she'd ask. Okay, so if you trust me, then the only thing can happen to me is what I allow to happen.
Okay, and you just answered your own question.
What? I mean,
evidently, you must. I mean, if a motherfucker don't trust you, you giving them a reason not to. Okay, I got a partner, my partner, shit, hell, man, shit, she what, 30 plus, but at the same time, she meets everybody. She meets everybody. There's no, well, I'm just going to kick it with her. And, well, that's my partner. And you need to understand that, no, she coming around. She's going to kick it with everybody. You know what I'm saying? She's going to meet. If you're my significant other, she's going to meet you. She's going to be around you. She's going to, it's going to be, you're going to see the bond that we have. It's not going to be nowhere, that's my friend, I talk to them, and this, that, and the other. No, it's not going to be none of that. You're going to see the bond that we have. That's my friend. Well, that's been my friend for 10 years. And, all right. When we around each other, motherfuckers know. All right. That's his family right there. That's his motherfucking road dog. That's his ace. Because our bond is that strong where soon as if I meet somebody that I like, shit, you got to come meet her. You got to come meet her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You say what?
That's how my best friend.
I agree with you. However, you know, some people just don't see that way. But, you know,
okay, LaFonda, let me ask you a question. LaFonda.
Huh?
Have you ever fucked this dude before? I mean, even 10, 20 years ago, have you ever fucked
him? No. Me and James have never, ever in life fucked.
Oh, shit.
If you gave her a chance, if you gave her
okay, LaFonda, if right.
About to give him what?
If you gave him a chance,
what he do?
I've never did anything with him. That's it's just not like
no,
that.
That ain't the question she asked.
That ain't the question.
She asked you if you ever gave him a chance, would he fuck you? I mean, let's be real. Now, hold on. Before you answer that, let's be
real.
You motherfucking women.
Wait a minute.
You motherfucking women know. LaFonda, goddamn. If you gave him a chance, would he fuck you?
No, he wouldn't.
Okay.
He is not like that. When you know somebody, first of all, James, 53, I'm only 28, but I met him at the mall. The first time I met him, he tried to holler. I didn't give him the time of day. We became cool as fuck. Over time.
Okay, so
he did.
And if you
so,
gave him
so
the
he
chance,
did.
He
okay,
wants to
thank
fuck.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
But you got to go next.
From the very beginning. You just never, okay. You never gave him that, you know.
Green light.
But now you got to look at the relationship now.
It doesn't matter.
Man, You know what? I would quit your ass in a heartbeat. I would quit you in a heartbeat just about with the shit you just said. Yeah, he tried to holler at me, and we became friends.
Motherfuckers, you crazy.
But again, like I said, that goes back to trust. I don't know too many men given the opportunity to, I mean, like, come the fuck on. Like, for real, let's be serious. They all waiting on the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think he did it now.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm not. Nah, delightful to hear what you just said. Nah. Anybody been around me and my partner? They know that ain't gonna happen. There was no motherfucking. No, hold on, listen. There was no motherfucking. There was never once of a moment where that was even like, okay, well, I see where that might could have happened. Nah. See, this is the thing that y'all keep...
The people that I'm talking about have never tried to holler at me. We've never had that type of discussion. However, me as a woman, I know if I came to them and said, you know, whoop, 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 man, come, man, please.
Exactly. And you know that. And you know that. But see, this is what I'm saying. There's very few motherfuckers walking around here that you can make that claim to. Very few. Very, very few. And this is my thing. When you got to sit the back and say, well, whenever you got to second guess your dude or your woman meeting that other motherfucker, you know why you're doing it. Because you know it's a motherfucking reason behind it. I mean, come on, man.
That was my argument. I could see if you met these people and you said, you know, I don't really like the vibe. I don't. Okay, cool. We're trying to establish something, so, you know, I can cut this tie. But if you haven't met them to see that relationship, that bond, or, like, I don't really feel like you should say you can, you know, you need to cut this shit off.
Well, I'm
you got
an eerie
feeling. Cool. I understand that.
I'm going to test it out and give me a male friend and see how it works.
No. You can't just go get a male friend because if it's a new one, no. All deals are off. It has to be someone from previous. You can't just meet a new friend.
Look.
A new friend because everybody I've been met, shit, they all wanted to fuck me. So it don't matter if they was a friend or not. They would have fucked me if they had the chance.
So, to me,
that's
not
a real friend. I'm talking about, I
could
go get me a real friend and be friends with him.
But that's what I have now.
You can be friends
like
with him, and he's going to be friends with you. But his whole
you call mad at your dude, and then there go.
No, but you gotta understand, this male friend has been through every relationship that I've ever been in. Literally.
All right, and you ain't got, okay, you keep, what you keep saying? Man, I'm so tired.
You call him right now and say, you know what, I've been through all these bad relationships and whoop, 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 and you've been there by my side through everything, and I love you as a friend, and you know what, I think we should try. I guarantee you he take you up on that offer. And you're 28 and he's 50. Man, come on.
He's married. He's wholeheartedly married.
What the hell does that mean these days?
Okay, but the nigga tried to holler at you.
He's 50. Okay, first of all, he was not married when he tried to holler at me. So we were both single. He was older than me then. So why would I try to holler at you? That man has been there for my daughter more than anybody in her whole entire life.
I'm going to sleep.
I'm sure she sounds like myself doing it, talking about some man came to her job and tipped her $300 out the blue. I said,
you
need to lock your damn ass.
He's going to be your friend.
He's waiting. Show you what a real man about.
I was like, yeah, I know about them friends, girl. Mm-hmm. They take care of you, just bag your kids, everything they need. Yeah, I think I know about that.
Wait till they come back and calculate what they gave you. I did this, 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 and that.
Whether they married or not, if you gave them the chance, they would still fuck you. It's as simple as that. Shoot.
In agreement. Okay, but, okay, so I should step back and no friends. I got my air. Moving on.
Well, I tell you, boy, I don't understand it, But what Trey Daddy say to him on Boys in the Hood? You're going to learn. Oh, yeah, you're going to learn.
Hey, I got a question, though. Don't judge me for this. Have y'all noticed Trump went to office? That everybody is a little bit like they racist waves that came out a little bit.
I didn't hear what you said.
Since Trump got into office, have y'all noticed that like people rate their real racist waves that came out?
I can't say I have.
Man, people are
around
one point. Yeah.
I can honestly say, yeah, I have, cause
yeah.
I have, yeah, you're right. You know what? LaFonda, as wild as you be, as wild as the shit you say, I can actually agree with that one. Yes, I have seen some motherfuckers. At my job, I've actually seen, since Trump then got in and the motherfucker got a little supervisor position, the motherfucker look like Lil Trump now. I almost started calling him that, Lil Trump.
I can't say.
I swear, as of tomorrow, that motherfucker say something to me, I'm be like, all right, Lil Trump.
Oh, I can't say.
Man, watch me. I'm going to start, as of tomorrow, I'm going to start calling him Lil Trump.
Yeah, they've been coming out with the Confederate flag in their cars. Like, I pull up to the gas station, like, fuck this, I'm going to fill up in Gary. I won't be filling up in Crown Point. I'm probably the darkest thing out here. Like, people been saying stupid shit to me.
I'm girl, you like, go okay. To Africa, you still going to be the darkest thing out there.
And I'm fine with
just
that.
I'm messing with you. You know I'm just teasing, baby.
But I just noticed this shit, like everybody at my job who really I know didn't like me but kept their shit to themselves just don't have no filter. Like she really don't have no filter. She's like, I really don't want to touch her hand. And I'm like, bitch, you ain't got to.
Man, that's gonna get a lot of trouble. I'm just saying.
I don't know, LaFonda. You probably rub a lot of people the wrong way.
Nope. When I'm at work, I'm a totally different person.
I understand, but you let's just say, was that last week? Week before last, you and Sam, y'all had an altercation on Facebook, and I mean, you have an altercation with a lot of people.
That wasn't last week, though. That was like 6 months ago.
I just found out about it last week.
Okay, but guess what? Like I told him, I said, it amazes me, and I don't feel bad about what I said because I feel like if you gonna call one person out, you need to call everybody out. Don't just be calling, targeting on that one damn person. Target on everybody. You not targeting on everybody. And I don't have no filter about it. How you gonna call me a hoe? You don't even know me. I called you one too because you was doing a lot.
Well, what did I miss?
Just saying.
I feel like he.
At the same time,
let me ask you this. At the same time, none of them situations had nothing to do with you.
Okay, but guess what? I feel like, okay, you brought it up. Now, every time he brought something up is when a book coming out. Don't wait till no book coming out because you still probably should have said something. Like, don't wait until the day, like a couple of days before your book come out to say something, because I feel like you being phony and you promote your book. And I don't care if he come at me the wrong way, nothing. I don't care if he inbox me. I don't care if somebody go back and tell him. I feel like you promoting something because you're not all the way truthful with everything. Like that girl said, how you going to reveal certain channel lessons, but you're not going to reveal your cousin? So we gotta deal
but,
with you.
But, I mean, hold on. In his defense, he did reveal who his cousins were. He did reveal them. He actually sent the email and everything, put his picture. He actually put his family member's picture on Facebook, everything, the whole nine yards. Same way he did everybody else, he did the cousins
okay,
the same way.
For that. Now you have my respect because you did not have my respect for that one. Like, I feel like he wasn't revealing everybody, so I couldn't respect that.
Okay.
I think
I understand that. But whatever, like you said, for whatever reasons evidently everything y'all said felt on his ear, and he understood it, and he heard it, and he did do it.
But people also have to understand that I can say whoever I want to say because they did it to me. I don't owe nobody else nothing. If that's just like saying if two people rape me, and I only say one person's name. Who the hell are you? Who the hell is anybody to tell me? Oh, well, you ain't saying the other person's name, so the first person didn't write you.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying how you gonna blast one person, but you not gonna blast.
Because
how you blast other people
and
don't
blast? Because I can do that.
I'm
the one that got right. That's just like you telling me just because. Okay, you can't tell me who I can blast and who I can't blast. When they did it to me, you ain't the one who got raped. You ain't the one that got molested by these people. So it's just like, you know, you can't tell me who I can and cannot blast.
But I can also have my opinion.
I mean, you just can't. You're right. You can have your opinion. But he did that when he wanted to do it. Can't nobody else make him do nothing.
Yeah, but if you will write a tell-all book, why not tell it all? Don't write a half-ass tell-all book, period.
Maybe I'm in the wrong way.
Like, I'm not mad at him, but I feel like if you will reveal everybody, it's like you got to look at it from my point of view, and I'm literally looking at it from the inside, from the outside in. So,
looking at it from the point of somebody that he told on that you don't believe that he did that, because we already talked about that. And that's bad if you didn't believe it, that this person did that to him. But my thing is,
that's what I'm saying. I had to come to terms with that.
And that's fine. But don't get mad at him because he blasted him. My thing is, if you want to be by that guy's side, if you want to be by that guy's side and believe him and believe he didn't do that, then that's fine. But I'm saying you can't make that man say, that's just like us as children. We don't tell a lot of shit that have happened to us until we are ready to tell. There are some people who still have not told their stories or whatever. So when he was ready to tell, he told on the people he wanted to tell on. Just because he decided he didn't want to tell about his family, hey, that was on him. I mean, he has done that now, but that was on him. Don't get mad at him for what he decided to say. If you decide that you want to defend that other guy, then that's your friend, whatever the case is, hey, defend him. Ain't nobody saying that.
But don't get mad at him because he said what he had to say.
Well, Janine.
And I, yes.
How was the Halloween party?
Girl, you know I ain't going to the Halloween party. You ain't called me or nothing. You ain't sent me no
message. I put my eyeballs up. I was like, you was like, inbox me. I put my eyeballs up. You supposed to inbox me because I'm like, I'm looking. Although I wouldn't have been
able to. Yeah, you looking, but you ain't inbox me or nothing. I ain't getting no inbox from life, or I ain't getting nothing.
I couldn't have to inbox you. I had already discussed this with you on the show. We was going.
Man, look here. No, nobody. Hey, look here. Now y'all finna get. I sat back for a second, let y'all do. Now I'm finna get pissed off. Y'all motherfuckers, don't nobody get on the website no more to discuss anything. I mean, we got a whole website that nobody go on. Nobody.
I got on today.
Did you post anything?
I got on
did you
today.
Say anything? Did you post anything? Did you say anything?
Check this out. I was going to post some things, but I went through my phone and they were deleted. So I felt like just posting a picture wouldn't been, you know, ideal for me coming back after, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. So I was like, you know, when I go home, I'm going to take a couple snapshots and then I'm going to come back. See, but I did get on. I seen it. I got you.
Like I said, we got a whole website that don't nobody. But then here's the thing. Everybody was like, oh, man, come on, make the website. Make the website. We need the website. Website that. But the thing is, we got over 200 people on the website, and only 3 people get on there.
Shame on y'all.
I know. But it's cool.
He ain't talking about me. I know you ain't talking about
me. I didn't say no name. Hell, I got a motherfucking. Well, I'm going to put it like this. I got a motherfucking co-host that been on there in 3 or 4 days, so wait. But it's cool, because then
I'm just saying, I was on there, but, you know, I took a mini vacation, but I'll be back. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, whatever.
I mean, shit, I don't hold my breath for nobody.
One little old me ain't going to do nothing anyway. When we got, how many you say?
I mean, you know what? Here's my thing. This is just like Facebook. If you put something on there and you say, hey, tell a friend. That's all you got to do. Hey, y'all need to get on there.
We definitely need some new eye candy. I'm just going to put that on out there. But, you know, I've been saying that.
I mean, hell, I can. Hey, I'm only one man. I only can do so much. I mean, I promote. I bring my net. I'm constantly, anytime you see me, I got something to say. CNC Radio on. Hey. All I can do is what I can do.
Father Ty say he ain't no there because he's tired of you seeing your dick in your deck of pictures.
Well, somebody got to do it.
Father Ty need to post up some of his because I need to shut my mouth.
Where is Father Ty anyway? Where is Father Ty?
I know, he just disappeared.
Oh shit, wait a minute, hold on. I knew when the time of trouble who was gonna come. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's
your name?
What's going down?
Well, I'm just sitting listening to y'all.
Where's your naked pictures at, Mike?
Ain't no naked pictures over here.
I mean, you can put a towel over it and cover it up. I mean, you can make a seductive picture without exposing yourself.
We can't get on that.
Mike, they want to see what that Bruce Lee frame look like.
Nah, I've been listening to y'all.
That is great. Nah.
Nah.
You got got too many lurkers.
Oh, my goodness.
Then, and then here's the thing that, like, y'all can actually, like, go to Facebook, like, hey, y'all can create your own groups. Like, look, I want to make this my own private group. Hey, y'all get on SensitiveRadioShow.com and get in my group. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can do everything. Nobody chooses to. It's cool, though. Oh, shit. What time is it? Yeah, it's about that time. Marley Ma, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Sin City? How everybody doing?
Fine. What's
your name?
Where's your name?
Man. He said it was months ago.
But what?
I ain't seen them yet.
Your naked picture.
I sent them to y'all in y'all's inbox. Y'all ain't get them?
No, we didn't get them yet.
You know,
if we don't get none, we call in the missus and tell her that you on there promoting late at night at the party. Let them know picture get up.
Oh, she's blackmail.
I'll be like, call the show about 10:45. He get on. You'll hear his voice.
Yeah. I thought we was family.
I'm just saying, I'm starting the clock now. You got 72 hours.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I do remember
the
time clock.
Marley, hey, Marley, like, shit, I should have called it 55.
Man. So I ain't see everybody on the phone, so y'all must have made it through at least a week of the Trump presidency, so be good.
Now, man, look here, Marley.
No,
I'm going to tell you like this. Marley, we done been through Reagan. We done been through Bush. Two terms of Bush
yeah.
Jr. Man, Clinton. I mean, we done went through Clinton. Two terms of Obama. I mean, come on, man. That shit, I mean, we still here, so fuck it. I mean, that shit, I mean, that's some bitch. He's just another asshole shit. Fuck it.
Yeah. He just orange asshole, that's all.
That's all. They ain't gonna let him push no button.
No. You got that right.
Hey, he's trying to stay out of jail from Trump University.
Yeah.
How ironic was that? That son of a bitch go to jail for that shit.
You know, I mean, that's what we need. We need to see more skin on Sin City because we're going to see them in the next 4 years, no?
Really?
Yeah.
Like I said, what we need to do is tell motherfuckers. I mean, shit, hey, we got to get on this, man. We got to do this. Come on, man. We created this shit for us. We created it for the grown
up. I have to start wearing Mardi Gras masks when y'all start telling people to tell people. You know, I'm going to have to give me a mask.
I don't give a damn what you do, shit. You put on a Jason hockey mask. I don't give a damn. I'm just saying, hold on now, y'all. That ain't the only reason Sin City is. I mean, if that's what you like to do, that's what you like to do. But we got poetry. We got motherfuckers. I mean, we got shit just in case you just want to. Hey, we got one motherfucking thing called Life's a Bitch. And I mean, if you just want to get some anger off, fuck you, write it down. I mean, we don't just have that. I mean, we got everything you want. And if it ain't nothing on there that you want, you can create it. All we saying is just shit. Let's participate, people.
I'm going on there right after this. My motherfuckers bought them ghetto ass bitch.
That is.
No.
Motherfuckers women that got shit and trying to uplift a motherfucker. They don't want their ass. They want some old ghetto ass bitches that don't nobody fucking like.
That's because them bitches submissive.
I'm going to put that shit on now.
from shit. Well, yeah, because they ain't got shit else to do but be submissive.
Hey, look here, my face on that life's a bitch, so don't start talking no shit.
What? I'm going to talk to you directly to you. I'm tired of motherfuckers talking shit about participation on the motherfucking page. Always got to hear it, and we didn't hear it.
Do I sound like that?
I don't know if that's how you sound, but it sounded good.
I don't know. Y'all done made Big Mike hang up. God damn it.
How did you make Big Mike hang up?
Hey, Big Mike got his red and blue flag on. Hey, Big Mike got his red and blue flag on. I'm a motherfucking blood crip, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
A brip. Hey, y'all, everybody's talking about, oh my goodness, Janine started that motherfucking joke. Don't look at me. Janine started that joke.
Started what joke?
That he in the window with all the motherfucking different bandanas on his head. Talking about, yeah.
Blood crip. Gangster disciple.
Hey, whoever winning, that's my side. That
was a funny fucking show. Oh my God.
Don't look at me. I didn't start that joke. Janine started that joke. Not me.
I don't know.
Hot on the street.
Sitting on this window
seal. He was telling on everybody. I got kicked out of school. I mean, I was doing bad shit. I was hanging out with all the wrong people. You ain't even did shit. How you get in trouble?
Oh, my God.
The motherfucking weed smokers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I have to go back to the archives and listen to that. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Man, I really need to find that show. I really need to archive that show and find which show that was. I mean,
which show you talking about?
They marked it down that night.
Which show you talking about?
I got tears in my eyes just thinking about it. Damn.
When Big Mike got kicked out of school.
He was on them streets.
He's on them streets,
right? Had to fight his stepdaddy and everything.
That was 3 or 4 Tuesdays ago.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, well, hell. I know his stepdaddy said I should have shot that son of a bitch, but I had the chance.
Yeah, that was a couple Tuesdays ago. That was less than a month. Maybe
ooh,
right
that,
around a month ago.
Ooh, that shit was hilarious.
I know it was a Tuesday show.
I bet he put a gun in my head. Nigga, you 27 years old. You should have put a gun in your head. I would have pulled the trigger. Fuck it. I ain't been there that long.
Yeah, I mean, that motherfucker, that'd be saying some crazy ass shit.
Mm-mm.
Big Mike, he's definitely one of a kind. Delightful.
Big Mike keep it popping. Big Mike say shit. Most shit jumped out in front of his house. Shit, that nigga seen all kinds of shit in that plate glass window.
See, I know. Uh-huh. I remember that.
That motherfucker know every gay side. Wait a minute, nigga. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's GD. Oh, my bad. Let me do Vice Lord. The hell you know each one of the handshakes? Nigga,
Father
I
Time,
just
where your naked every... pictures? Where are your pictures at, Father Time? Where are your naked pictures?
My naked pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn next. I ain't
talking to my wife about that. I plead fifth.
Yeah,
I'm just, but I said y'all could do seductive pictures, you know, just put a little towel down there or, you know,
yeah,
a cup or something, put it in a hot dog bun or something.
Man, I'm talking to my wife. My wife sees some shit like that. Man.
I saw some underwear. Have y'all seen this underwear where it got like an animal print in the front? It looked like a wolf or something like that. So when your dick in there, it looks like the wolf nose is big. Have y'all ever seen them with that underwear?
No, I haven't seen that.
I'm going to make me a pair.
And that's going to be y'all picture. I want everybody to take a picture with that underwear on.
Hey, as a matter of fact, let me ask y'all, who fucking with me? Who fucking with me when I come down there?
When you coming?
When you coming?
The first weekend in December.
That's my birthday week.
A couple weeks from now. That's like 3 weeks from now.
You bringing a gift? Oh, if you ain't bringing a gift, I ain't hanging.
Ain't that about a bitch?
I can't
get a birthday drink, a birthday, the gas station, $2.99 rose, nothing. Damn.
I got you. Where we hooking up at? What a spot at?
You know,
where
I know another spot.
Where you going to be?
I'm going
to
be all over.
Well, right. I know the whole city, so wherever you going to be at, let them know. We there.
Okay,
right,
well,
dog?
You know where my inbox at.
Yeah.
There you go. You got to let us know. We there.
Well, hey, don't hit on Sin City, because don't nobody get on Sin City and look at shit. Well... including Paul Turner.
City.
I'm going to call him out, too. Paul Turner ain't been on there in 2 days. How the fuck do an owner of a motherfucking website don't be on there?
I can't.
I was just on there today. What you talking about?
What is the joke? Your thing, the only one that don't show up? You got a certain admin that don't show up or something?
No, man. How about... I changed my picture and everything on that motherfucker.
Man, that was 3 days ago.
And I posted I'm coming to Indianapolis.
3 days ago.
That was yesterday.
Oh, my God. Do I got to pull it up? Man, that was 3 fucking days ago.
Hey.
I mean, if you say I'm
Marla,
you can get on the site.
Marley don't even get on the site no more.
Hey, how you on there? I be on there at least once, twice a week.
Hey,
I done gave Janine. I done gave all them folks all the thug motivation I can, and it just ain't working no more.
Nah. Father Time was on that 2 days and 20 hours ago.
We don't need no harassment in our email threatening us.
Right, we told you what
pictures.
To do to motivate us. Post a picture. Write a little story. Do something.
I'm not a good writer. I'm a better thinker.
I mean, we got some voice activation on the website. I mean, hey, we got a webcam. Look it up. Sing it.
Hey, I tried to do the webcam, but you got to have a flash, and I got an iPhone.
Oh, well, seems like you need to get to doing it on a computer.
Right, yeah. You got a desktop or something? Goddamn.
Yeah, you can't do it on, you can't use the chat room on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Right now you can't. You got to use it like, you know, your laptop. Well, you can get it on there from your tablet, though. I know that.
Oh, okay.
But you do got to have flash on it, though. So a laptop or a big computer. Matter of fact, I'm about to get in the chat room right now. Video chat.
Women like
been
some
on
seductive
it?
Voices. Just bring all the ladies out with your voice. I want to hook it up.
Shit, you gonna come in there and join me?
Oh, I wasn't even talking to you, but I can go.
Oh, my bad.
I gotta get home first. I'm nowhere
she
near a computer right now.
You hear Marley? She talking to me. God damn it. You show her
to me,
way.
God damn it.
Apologize.
There's some parking lot pimping going on around here, man. Damn, hold on.
I apologize for my outburst.
Now he want to jump on there part time. Been on there for 1 minute now. Okay, really?
That's bullshit, man. I'm on that motherfucker on my phone at work, man. So I know.
No,
it.
You
I know
ain't.
That.
You know you. What level you all on Candy Crush?
Candy Crush.
Yeah, what level you on? No, that's all you do at work.
I don't know, 900 or something.
You know what I'm saying? Last time we
talked
about it, it was 700 and something.
Yeah, you way better than me. He was trying to invite me on that shit. I said, I told him, say, man, I was stuck on level 45 and couldn't get off of that shit for a month. So that shit ain't for me.
All right, y'all. We getting the hell out of here, shit. All right, tomorrow, y'all. Hey, check this out. We gonna do something a little different than what we normally do. Now. Check this out. We're going to do this Air It Out Wednesday. Now, if you got a partner, friend, delightful, you got some partners that won't, they got some shit to get off their chest, tomorrow's the day. Tell them, hey, y'all going to have 800,000 people listening to y'all. So if y'all feel like y'all got something y'all want to air out or whoever y'all want to just say, fuck you too, or whatever the case is. Open forum. We doing a damn thing tomorrow.
A whole bunch of baby daddies gonna get their ass toe a new one tomorrow.
Hey. Matter of fact, when I post it, I'ma tell you, comment the motherfucker that you want at the bottom of it. So that way we gonna already know who it is. And we calling that. We calling shots out tomorrow. That's what we doing tomorrow. We gonna have some fun tomorrow, y'all. Everybody in agreement?
As they say, shots fired.
Hell yeah, shots gonna be fired like a motherfucker tomorrow. We having some fun tomorrow. All right, y'all. Pledges out. You know what we do, man. We gotta get the fuck up out of here. The license. Any last words before we get the fuck up out of here? That nigga Marley hung up quick than a motherfucker.
It has always been a pleasure. I will make sure I try to be on tomorrow.
Okay. That's what's happening. Janine, any last words, sweetheart?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody.
Sounded all sweet. Wake up.
I'll be on here tomorrow and say my fuck yous to a few people. Fuck you. F you.
As long as it ain't me, we good.
Of course it's not you. Why would I say that to you?
Because he ain't post no damn pic. Fuck you.
Wow.
Man.
I'm just starting it off.
All right. Father Time, any last words, brother?
Hey, check this out, y'all. Now, tomorrow, we might have a few special guests on. Now, I don't know if y'all saw the video, but it's a video floating around on Facebook with these guys, I guess, I don't know, they got with this other guy, did a little harm to him. These guys supposed to be calling tomorrow. To air it out. Now, one of the guys that did you see his video, man? Did you see his live video?
Yeah.
He did today?
Nah, this is his last one today.
He did a live one today talking about why they did what they did. Go check it out, man. It's like 48 minutes long. But go to about the 15-minute mark. It was crazy. It was great.
I want to watch. Tag me.
All right. Who just said tag me?
Delightful.
All right. I'll see if I can. I don't know if I'm your friend on Facebook.
Oh, you're my friend. I see you post all the time.
Okay. All right, but anyway, thank everybody for calling. Okay. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless. Good night. Same time tomorrow, y'all. All
right, we are.
By the way, man, everything is good, man. Well, not everything, but you know the little situation.
Yeah.
It was stress.
Okay.
But it's some other shit to it though. So everything's good on that end. So we all good.
All right, y'all. CensusRadioShow.com. All right, y'all. Hit us up. Peace.